continue with some bracha, with a kind neshama. We're going to go through shtickle from Shimshon Pinkus, Zeicha Tzadik L'Vracha. We'll jump around a little bit and add a little bit. It says, Mari Digizachne. Some of the stuff we're familiar with already. Hopefully we'll finish off the bracha tonight and continue Birchas HaTorah next week in Yetz Hashem. Isa V'Gemara. The brach is Yud Amin Aleph. Hani Chamisha, those five, Baruchi Nafshi, Keneged Mi Amran David, Keneged who did David HaMelech say those five Baruchi Nafshis in Tehillim? Le Amran, Ela Keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Keneged HaNeshama. He said those five Baruchi Nafshis, Keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Keneged HaNeshama. Mo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malei Kol HaOlam. Just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills the entire world, Af Neshama Malayas Kol HaGuf, so too the Neshama fills the entire Guf. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Raya Vein Nira. Just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees and is not seen, Af Neshama Raya Vein Nira. The Neshama sees and is not seen. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zanez Kol HaElam Kulay. Just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives sustenance to the entire world, Af Neshama Zanez Kol HaGuf. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tor Af Neshama Teira. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Bechadre Chadarim. Af Neshama Yeshevet Bechadre Chadarim. And Boi HaKadosh Baruch Hu resides Bechadre Chadarim and all the way in the inner room. Af Neshama is the same thing. Yom HaMishesh Bechamish Yom HaLalu. V'yishabeach L'mi Sheyesh Boi Chamish Yedvarim HaLalu. The Kasa Baal HaKeda Zogt Rav Shamshon Pinkus. The Balakeda says, Shekashebo Manu Levarin Shlekoka Galui. When we come to try to explain and understand something that is not so revealed, V'nelamu Me'asokas Me'odom, or Bilti Nitzvas, it's something that is hidden from the grasp of Bnei Adam to understand it. V'nemamshil Me'mashal, when you give a marshal the ra'achar galui meforsim l'kol shudemelai b'nekudim misayemes aydezem isbar hanim shal abiltim meforsim. So we're going to give a marshal to explain what is going on here. V'hevi dugma l'kach midibi abrais hamuvuais b'gemara. It says in the Gemara in Kiddushin, Nemar ish imoy v'oviv tiro. The pasuk says, man, his mother and his father he must fear. V'nemar, Hashem Elokecha Tira, Hashem, your God, you must fear, V'oisei Savan, and you must serve Him. Hish v'hakosuv, Meira Av v'eim, L'meira Amokim. The Pasuk, who's Medama, the fear one has to have for his father and his mother, to the fear of the Ribono Shel'Olam. K'shem Shabar, Umuvan L'kol, Sheyesh L'yarei Me'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like it's borrowed and understood. Everyone understands it clearly. We have to have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kachaleinu l'yarmei Avaim. So too a person has to be in fear of Avaim. We've mentioned already that fear, a person is supposed to fear his father, fear his mother, be scared. What does that mean? It means to be in awe of them. A-W-E, awe. Be in awe of your father and mother. So how could you learn that? A person might not naturally be in awe of his father or his mother. But to be in awe of the Ribono Shel Olam, to realize, to recognize the greatness of the Ribono Shel Olam, it's easy to be in awe of the Ribono Shel Olam. So just like you have to be in awe, you have to have a yira me'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kach aleinu, so too with on us that we have to have fear from awe of from our father and mother. U'mishum shemayra av ein lekol kach yedua, lekol kach nitzvas. Meaning that the awe, the mayra of the father and mother is not so known and it's not so easy to grasp. We have to give a marshal. Why don't you say, mayra avayim, what's this? Hishra hakosiv, mayra avayim, l'mayra hamnokim. So we have to give a marshal to understand it. He says, what's the pshat lamdeinu? Shekishem shepashut l'kol echad ve'echad. Meaning that it's pashut to everybody, each and every person, Everything comes, all life source comes from the Bnei Shalom. Certainly we have to be in awe of the Bnei Shalom. Kaf gam ba'ava v'imoy. So too with the father and mother. Hare lanu, shei ha-mashal, shehu gali u'mefursim, muzbad ha-apacha is gali u'mefursim. Through the mashal of the Bnei Shalom, that we have to have, where we are in awe of the Bnei Shalom, have yira from the Bnei Shalom. So we need that mashal, which is obvious to us, to understand that the same way, something that's goli v'yadua, that we, and it's easy to understand and easy to grasp, that we have to have yiras Hashem, yiras avim, we need to learn it out from yiras Hashem. So therefore we have something that's goli v'yadua, known to all, as an example, so you understand to be mayor avim. Umam shabala keda. And the Balakid is Mamshech, Voimer. Kishachachme Yavon Baal Nilmez Darki Hashem, when the Chachomim of Yavon came to learn the Derech Hashem, as Midois Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavishin Kaviyachom is Batos Boilam, they came and they decided they want to understand the Midois of the Rabbi Yishalayim, they wanted to understand about the Rabbi Yishalayim. And so he says, as Midois HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavishin Kaviyachom is Batos Boilam, they want to understand the midos of the Bnei Shalom, shehein kivi shehein, as they are, kaviyachom is batoris barilam, as they are expressed in the world. Heimandim zayis mitaycha neshama. So they learn it out from the neshama. Shaharei kishim is boinina adam ba'atzmai, hu megala b'seichai tchunas nefloiz. V'oz hu meven shein loi yeshna tchunas keel kavachayma shein yeshna gamayza barilam. If we, the neshama, have something, the guf, what we could, they melded the guf and the neshama together, it's all about guf. But they said is that if a person can have certain tchunis, can have certain kaychais, then certainly the Bnei Shalom can. So from understanding themselves, their pnimius, what they felt was their pnimius themselves, they said, oh, if we have it, so then we can understand how we should have it for the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Nimtza. But Chachma Yavon, the Neshama was the Marshal. V'ilu HaNimshul HaShem Yisbaruch. And the Nimshul was HaShem Yisbaruch. Mistachma al Neshama v'olein des midezer shal Hashem. Aval Eitzel Am Yisrael ha'inyin hafuch. Mistachma al Kodesh Baruch Hu v'olein des midezer shal Neshama. Shrei kach ulo shen ha'gemara mo'a Kodesh Baruch Hu kach v'kach af ha'neshama kach. Madua. Why is this? So the difference between what we explained before was that we learned from the saying from the Shema, we learned as well, but he gave an example of Aveim. Just like we have to have all for the Kaddish Baruch Hu, so too, when we have to have all for our father and mother, we learn everything else from the Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Chachma Yavan said is, well, just like I, all that I, myself, I have a certain koyach, so too Hashem has. So, look, God also has this koyach. As opposed to Klal Yisrael say, no, the neshama is compared to the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, not Chas Hashalom that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is compared to the neshama. So what pshat? Madua? Mishum shechachmei u'masoreilam akim is atman k'tzas, because chachmei u'masoreilam they recognize themselves. They're gavra. They're shtik gavra. Ach the Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'heim einem akim klal. So they recognize themselves, they know who they are. This God of the world, they don't know. Ain't them like you. L'chein, therefore, heim loim demikaych atzma al-Kadosh Baruch Hu. So they have to take something that is known, gol over yadua, something that they understand, which is themselves, and compare, say, oh, I understand myself, so I'll to take it a step further and say, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also like that. Aval etzleinu am Yisrael, hametzias hafucha, punkt verkehrt. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu Anu Makirim Heitev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu we recognize. How could you not recognize the Rabbeinu Shalom in the world? The world is wrong with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Shrei Kol HaTayrim Aleyev in the Flores Hashem Yisbach Vashka Chosei El Abriya. Kula Shvachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Abbas HaNeshama Shalom Nen Makirim. We don't recognize our Neshama. The Rabbeinu Shalom is clear. Of course we recognize Rabbeinu Shalom. The king is Yibor Chazal Amdeinu Esmailas and Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu. And we wanted to teach us, the Chazal, to teach us the milus of the neshama and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, him lo yamru mo ha-neshama kach v'kach, av HaKadosh Baruch Hu kach, el lehebel, mo HaKadosh Baruch Hu kach v'kach, av HaNeshama kach, ha-idei sham, ayin sham ba-kei. Mary de Gurt. Lamadnu, midivei ba-lo akeda, she'at kama she'ninu yoidim akim as gadlus Hashem, v'kama she'shem is b'ach nela ha-bilti nusfas b'sichlinu. Godel Hashem Muhula Miyoyv Lutulas and Chaker. There's no boundaries to the godless of the Baruch Hu. We come up and we're Yosim and Makim and Satsmeinu. We don't recognize ourselves. Our Neshama we don't understand. Godless Hamashama Shabbat Chainu. He Nelam Yosim Godel Midulas of Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's hidden from us. As much as we don't recognize the Rabbanim Shalom, more so we don't recognize the Neshama. Ask it, they kach, she can write some lahavi mashal, she yikrav aleinu, we yivalon, at this mahus and Neshama she kebeinu. How are we going to explain the mahus of the Neshama within us? From what? Something that's more known to us than the Neshama? What is that? Hamashal hum idarki Hashem. The marshal is coming to reveal to us, to teach us on something that was that mehagoli, something that is known al hanelam, something that's hidden. So the what do we see from here? The neshama is haka meridik milas. A person has to hold himself as nothing. Absolutely nothing. The Rebbeinu Shleilam runs the world. Everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shleilam. We have to say, Mo HaKadosh Baruch Hu kach v'kach. How could you not see the Rebbeinu Shleilam? How could you not see HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I once had someone who was about tshuva, and he saw that Nebuch Eleinu, there were sick children he saw, and he saw Kama v'kama tzaris. And he says, I don't understand. I don't get it. He says, why is God doing that? I spoke to these people. They're such nice people. I don't get it. Well, what pshat? Isn't there a God in this world? Why is he doing this? I said, listen. You're asking a question that you think that you deserve an answer, that you're going to understand. I have no shaykhs to the branch. To the extent that not Hashem no Shaykh the Rebbeinu Shalom. I have no understanding of the Mahus of the Rebbeinu Shalom. I know there is a God. That's what we're talking about here, that's Goli. How can I not know there's a God? Who created the world? The world came from nowhere? Of course the world didn't come from nowhere. The world had to be created. Now, do I think that I could create the world? No, I don't. I asked him, do you think you can create the world? He says, no. Said, so good. So you and I can't create the world that we're living in. Do you know any human being that can create the world that we're living in? No. So we're not smart enough, maybe you need more money, but we don't have the capabilities to create a world like that we're living in. So why do you think that you should understand why God is doing something? The Rebbeinu Shleilam is doing things. He's making people rich, he's making people poor, he's making people healthy, he's making people sick. The Rebbeinu Shleilam runs the world. Why do you think that you should understand it? Your premise is, but I should be able to understand now why the Rebbeinu Shlom is doing that. But that's a wrong hashkafa. Why do you think you should understand? There's a ma'aseh hail from the Chafetz Chaim, and he was a young child. There were a group of boys hanging around together, and they were going around to each boy, and each boy was saying, what would he do if he were God? What would you do if you were God? So one boy said, if I were God, you know that fellow Yankel down the block, he never hasn't had panosa in 10 years, I would give him, I don't know if it was rubles or the Chofetz Chaim lived, I'd give him 1,000, I'd make him, he'd be rich, he'd have 100,000 rubles, and he would never have to worry about money for the rest of his life. And the next kid says, oh, you know, Shleimela, He has a bad leg, he can't walk, he's been limping, he's not well, he's not healthy, his wife's not healthy, the Gantz Mishpacha is not doing well. They should all be well, they should all be having a Fuhr Shalema, everything should be wonderful. And they went around, they got to the Chafetz Chaim, and the Chafetz Chaim says, if I were God, I would do exactly as everything is. I would do nothing. I would change nothing. If I were God, I would understand why he's doing it. I wouldn't change it. I see it. I see Shlomo. I see Yankel. Okay, to me it looks like terrorists, but the Rebbe Shlomo knows what he's doing. If I were God, I would do the same thing he's doing. Merely. So what we're saying over here is that we not that we understand why the Rebbe Shlomo does things. We don't. We have to believe Kol Mandavid, the top of it. Everything the Rebbe Shlomo does is for good. We don't understand it. But we understand there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. But how do we see our neshama? That we have to get that spark of the neshama. So the Baal HaKiddah is saying that we have to get it from the mashal, the nimshal. The mashal that we see is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That where the neshama is a shtick. It's a piece from the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we have to connect ourselves to. That's what we have to see and say, oh, our neshama is a piece of the Ribbono Shel Olam Ke'en. Kaviyachol. We have Kedusha within us, and we have to utilize it properly. He goes a little bit further. A person measures his kishroinus, his brain power, his heart, his kishroinus, his talents. And he asks himself, how hard can I go? How far? When are my mice and my actions going to reach the mice of my forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov? What is the purpose of the saying? Is that we should know that each and every one of us have tremendous koichas. We have the potential to accomplish much. We just have to work on it. To what greatness? No matter who he is, any Yehudi, he can grow and attain tremendous heights. Zui parshas advarim adam sheiv zeich and neshama kedoisha pirusha shel davar shem kadosh baruch hu nasam by mimenu kaviyachol ayrach shekadosh baruch hu mashti elam neshama ela ata you nefach to be the boy we say ata nefach to be you the rebbein ishlaim nefach to you the one that blew into breathed into me. The hidden powers in the neshama, we have to use it. We'll treasure it, we'll make it important. It says, "Vayala Aaron Akoyin al Har Hahor Api Hashem Ayomos Shom Bishnas Arbon, let's say it's been a Yisomir, it's been signed by Chodis Achamishi, Bechod Lachod. Shine Ptiris Aaron Niska Beis Pomer Bateir. The death of Aaron Akoyin is mentioned twice in the Torah. Uksiv Khan, and it says it here, over here is the second time it says it in the Torah. Lahadgish, to stress. The loy may stam adam, not a stam person died. Ela aaron akoyin, shahayi lagami meshubet avodas Hashem. He was completely meshubet avodas Hashem. Hatayra me'idah ledayros. The Torah gives testimony for generations. Shahalach adam miyuchud, v'leishtam min adam. V'shakol echad yishtadal yizkezeh. Every person has to be mishtadel to be like this, like Aaron HaKoyin. V'le Aaron or Moshe Belvad. Not only Aaron or Moshe, but kol tzadik v'tzadik. They call echad yishtadel yizkezeh. Everyone has to work on himself to become a tzadik like the tzadikim of the dar. Kvariyam v'kach v'yiz daf saman gimel, but they call ab v'var v'pnei v'loshin yisim chalikim v'kifayim v'chem v'nashe. V'adua k'yidoylem k'eilu, like k'yidoylem midoyre shalonu. Why do we say Yisim Chalikim Kefrayim Chaminashe? Why don't we say I should be zeicha to they should grow up to be like the gedolim of today's generation? The gedolim of today's generation. I should bench my children. They should be like these gedolim. Ela tzrichim leida she ain't gvul. There's no boundaries. Vasko echad yistad loven edim adrega. A person should never feel restricted on how high he can grow, how great he can become. A person has to branch on. Remember, you have to remember. We have to remember, we have a shtick of a Rebbeinu Shalom in us, a piece of the Rebbeinu Shalom's neshama. There's so much that we can grow. We might not be so smart, could be. We don't have such kishroiness, but we do. The neshama does, and we don't. We need to understand. Ma Hakadosh Baruch Hu af haneshama. It's a piece of the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's something that we have to work on. Something that has to really be applied and worked on and worked on and worked on. Zot Shamshon Pinkus. Va'achem ikayin yeshnam shloishet dvarim neisafim. Three things he's still going to discuss. HaKadosh Baruch Hu raya ve'enir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees and is seen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu raya ve'enir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yeshu v'chazim yechadorim. Eil dvarim shalom ayil mitan. It's above us. Va'aleyem ne'mar. These three things we say. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Dvarim, Mufurashim, Nelarim, Mena. These are things that Mufurashim is completely separated and hidden from us. Raya Vein and Nira. Who Raya I see? The Baruch Hashem sees me. Vayadei Kach, and Yedei Asher, Yesh Lai Kesher Iti. And I know that I have a connection to the Baruch Hashem. He sees me. Elo Mitzad Sheni. Li Ein Tzvisa Boi. I have no Tzvisa in the Baruch Hashem. He sees me, but I don't have a Tzvisa in him. Where is the world? All these things, there's food, there's buildings, there's everything, there's people that's screaming, there's a Bari Olam. I know there's a Bari Olam. But see, he's seen on that level. He sees me. So I have a connection to the Rebbeinu Shalom, the fact that he sees me, he's providing for me, but I don't have a tefis in the Rebbeinu Shalom. Dugma kach amru Chazal, but says in Pirkei Avos, Yofa shor acha shor kiris ruach ba'el ma'abomi kol chayel ma'zeh. And nikach has kol ha'noiz. If you take all the pleasures, the kol ha'tanugim, mikol ha'elam kuloi, mi miliardi ha'noshim, from the billions of people, and kol ha'tanugim shehim is angu meshach kol shnos chayel, of all the pleasures that they had for all the years of their lives, which would be a lot. Hakol v'yachad kol zeh le'magia l'rega echad shor kiris ruach ba'el ma'abomi. It doesn't reach one Rega of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kach ha'im elan HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Anu yoydim zoyz v'av ha'min ha'mudvar v'av ha'in lo neshom tfisa v'kach. Af neshoma. So to the neshoma. Roye v'ein nearest. It sees and is not seen. Kalema. Zu hui ke zu gadlo she'onam ayvim li zoyz she'muchrach li yeshagam ani yochel agil ha'psigas ha'shleimus she'akach nistavina v'ein neshom tfisa v'shleimu zu. I have potential. אין לי שום תפיסה. לדוגמה, אומר לי, תשע ותלמי והסמודה, תגיע עליאז כמו היה חפץ חיים, כמו היה חסן איש, אנו מאמינים שאוכן כך ימציח. אך, סוכם אין לנו בכל תפיסה סוכם. A person has to believe that he can try, says, I'm going to reach the Madrega of Chofetz Chaim. He's not really going to reach the Madrega per se, but he can have Shaykh. He doesn't have a Tvisa in it, but it's something that it's Roya. He can see it and try to grasp it. Even Tvisa, but he can try to grasp it. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah Afna Shama Torah Chaz Doi V'tu Vey Baruch Maspim Alein Shefa In Suvi B'li Shum Gvul Chesh Ben Ay Mat Me Atzar En Lanu Shum Tvisa V'ka Shekulanu La Yoch La Hakev It's Goyde La Chesed She'efer Fazer. We can't understand the great chesed that surrounds us. V'ka Kama Neshama Nitna Bi Adeinu Avsharis La Gia La Godless Kazush En Lanu Shum Shemesh La Gvul Like Darba. What does it mean that we have a Neshama with this on? There's no boundaries. Just like the Baruch Hashem has no boundaries, there's no boundaries. Our Neshama is limitless. Our potential is limitless. That's what we learn out from this bracha. Our potential is limitless. It says in the Ram Shik, in Parashat Shlach, V'nira debeit zvar mo'erim banu leilech b'dark Hashem yivarach. Two things to get us on the track of the Rebbeinu Shalom. B'dark Hashem, echad hashgocha pratis. Rebbeinu Shalom is hashgocha pratis. Kishiyasim negin einav shemalei kolaris kevoidai, that the Rebbeinu Shalom, His covet fills the entire world. When she calls her Amor Baruch Chaim, she visi Hashem l'negdi summits, a cloud God of Atayra. We must see the Rebbeinu Shleilam in front of us at all times. Ubizei yachni as Yitzroi. And that's going to be, cause the Yitzur, our Yitzur Hara, to be machni himself to Rebbeinu Shleilam. Yerma, da'al him yata asili din v'cheshbin. No, before who you're going to have to give a din v'cheshbin for what you did. You are various. What is tzitzis? He says, Rashi, peering through the lattices, pasuk in Shir Shirim. And the clothing, big dayhem, is on the remez on the ma'is ibnei adam. The commotion emma b'chol eshiyu b'gadecha levainim b'kanfei hei masayif el abgadim. The corners, that's the end of the begadim. Haremez al hamisa is a remez to misa. V'ayin they come up asu lahem tzitzis. You should make for yourself tzitzis. She yasa tzitzis remez al tzolos Hashem. She yadu she shavis baruch etzenu v'yodeya v'eid v'dayinu b'al din. V'haynu al hu haya el yinikru al. Who al kanfei b'dem le'roshem, who rishon, who achron, who meitzes reyes kol onasa. The Rebbeinu Shalom ke'ein, kaviyachol, peers through the lattices and sees everything that we do. This hashgacha prophet, the Rebbeinu Shalom is watching and knows. Amnam hashgacha zu atma yitzu b'sarim, sheze oysal sheyesh b'nonu neshama kedosha v'chelek elekai. That there is within us in neshama kedosha and a chelek elekai. If we were nothing but dirt, we would not be right to have Hashgachas Hashem upon us. The Tcheles is the connection between us and the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Doim Tcheles Liyam, the Yam Doim Lerikia, Rikia Lekisei Kavod, like it says in the Gemara in Tzaita. Misham Van and Neshamas, and from there, from the Kisei Kavod, come the Neshamas. And now that we've come to this understanding that we have within us that itself should awaken us the dark Hashem to follow the dark Hashem. We're going to drag down the Kedusha in the Shema, who matana toiva, the tremendous gift. Shnasman Hashem Yisbarach. Heich nachas, I say. We're gonna. That's not nice. We have a tremendous gift. We have to treat it properly. V'azem esayim v'hoyo lachem v'tzalaymar. The Yisrael achashuvim roy shetiyaz elachem litzitzis lehistaklus to gaze at it. Re'isem arizay v'zuchartim v'zchametzus Hashem. You want to know how we should stay on the proper path? The tzitzis, he's saying. What are we looking at the tzitzis? The tzitzis is supposed to remind us of the chelek elikai, the neshama that's within us. That's a shtick from the Rebbeinu Shalom, a piece of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Unbelievable. we're going to end with the Shlo HaKadosh. The Shlo says, the Inyan Tvila B'Kavona Shehi HaNeshama, the Inyan of davening with Kavona is the Neshama. Zehu Soides HaTvila Shehanigla Shel Tvila Shehi Chai Isha V'chein Tzipur Shvachos Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'anogat Pulois Avid Barach Heim Dvarim Nigloyim Aval Pnimi Yisinyonim Soidim HaNagim Brumai Shalaylam. What is it that stands at the pinnacle of the world? That Unishmas HaDvarim, the Neshama of the words. So it shrush Yashemis, Vashemis Hemasphere, Shahadin Yachid Behem, Behem Boy. So it achtu so it bar, because Bochum is Abel Tfilazu. When Shalom wants, he desires his Tfilah. Bavoyas has Tfilazu, he tell your Gavoya. Have a Nigla me at Tfilah Nimshal Guf, Vakavonim at Tfilah Neshama. The Nigla, the known portion of the Tfilah, is the Guf, with the words, and the Kavona is the Tfilah Neshama. The bracha of Alekai Neshama. Tremendous, tremendous sideis. Two major things we should take out of it. We'll make the bracha. We should realize that Alekai, my God, Neshama Shenasata B'Tahirahi. That's the key. The Neshama is a shtick from the Rebbein Shalom. It's Alekai. It's a chelek Alekai. And we have to remember, what is it? What's this guf? We end the bracha Machs and Neshama Sabar Mesim. Trias HaMesim. Our goofs are temporarily here, they will come back. We need the goof. Without the goof, the neshama can't do any mitzvahs. But remember, let's not sully our neshamas. Let's treat our neshamas properly. Let's work on it. And always remember, we have limitless potential. Why? Because we have within us echelek elikai neshama hakadosha. Have a good night.